Well, I was sitting on the porch at my quarter acre estate when I noticed a cloud of dust heading for my place. I looked out in the distance of a beautiful California day. There were 300 or more wild turkeys, and they're all heading my way. Well, they rumbled through the gate and stopped, looked around and said, this is the spot, and proceeded to make themselves at home. I got wild turkeys on my rooftop, wild turkeys in the yard, wild turkeys on my pickup hood. Well, they're scratching up my car. They're in the trees and on the fence and on the power lines too. Oh, Lord, what's a man to do? Well, wildlife, it's beautiful. It's an amazing sight to see. Those wild turkeys showed up, I thought, I'll just let them be. But in the span of just 1 hour, they went from cute to annoying to, oh God, I want to kill them all. Mary, get my gun, gonna get these turkeys on the run. Get my shells, gonna give them hell. Well, the cat ammo ran out and the cats had fled, and Mom was hiding under the bed. With all the shells I shot, I just knew I got them all. I set down my gun as the smoke slowly cleared, with some cat fur drifting slowly to the ground, and looked over the carnage, and what did I see? 300 wild turkeys looking back at me. Oh Lord, what's a man to do? But I had successfully, with great skill and unmatched accuracy, did kill the following item: a mailbox, a barn door, a fence post, a porch light, a dog dish, a hay bale, and a lawnmower died of fright. 3 tractor tires and 2 windshield shields, and a 3-foot statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which I had sent back to heaven. Turkeys on the rooftop, wild turkeys in the yard, they're on my pickup hood and they're scratching up my car. They're in the trees and on the fence and on the power lines too. Oh Lord, what's a man to do? Well, if you ever get your way down Country Road 44, stop by and say hello at the Wild Turkey Game Preserve and Petting Zoo, because with 300 wild turkeys, what's a man supposed to do?